Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you, and glad you could join me for the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. Pierre Bensoussan plays a Breton gavotte from Encore. He's been recording since his teens, and he was first inspired to adapt Breton music on guitar after listening to the pioneering recordings of Alain Stivell, one of which we'll be hearing this week. In 1971, on his album Renaissance of the Celtic Harp, Stivell recorded an extended medley of tunes from across Ireland and Scotland, using his harp as the constant thread through it all. It was called Gaeltacht, and it started a gentle revolution in a new era of pan-Celtic music, a new genre really at the time. So we're going to hear that a wee bit later on. It featured in a very early episode of the Thistle and Shamrock, and it will again this week, along with extended arrangements of medleys from Maddy Pryor and Battlefield Band, and this from fiddler Kevin Burke. Now, he achieved renown in the 1970s with the Bothy Band. In 1978, he captured the energy of the Irish session scene from which they'd all emerged to record his first solo album, If the Cap Fits, although it featured loads of his friends, Gerry O'Byrne, Paul Brady, Micheál O'Donnell, and they all join him on this tune medley, beginning and ending with Toss the Feathers, Kevin Burke and friends. Thank you. Kevin Burke from If the Cap Fits, recorded in 1978. Well, we're taking a long view this week on Thistle, across the decades, and immersing ourselves in some wonderfully crafted extended medleys of songs and tunes. In 1991, Maddie Pryor recorded her album Year, which included six verses and songs taking us into the world of the hare. Now, these were written by Maddie Pryor for a wildlife television programme on hares, and it really gave her an opportunity to appreciate the true individuality and wildness of the fabled hare. Here's Maddie Pryor.
I shall go into the hair with sorrow and such mickle care. I shall go in the devil's name, and while I come home again, Smell them coming, hot breath, hot death, closer, closer, harder running, tongues pant, hearts thump, closer, closer, through the fields, teeth snap, bones crack, closer, closer, at my heels, nearer, yet nearer, I can feel the poacher's knife, he is running for his dinner, I am running for my the scythe cuts, the corn bleeds. Leverets trapped in a harvest blade, 'tis the time of man, the hare said. Here's the tractor, here's the plough, and where shall we go now? We lie in forms as still as the dead, in the open fields, the hare said. No cover but the camouflage from the winter's wild and bitter rage. All our defenses in our legs, we run like the wind, the hare said. Man sprays no weeds, the scythe cuts, the corn bleeds. Leverets strapped in a harvest blade, 'tis the time of man, the hare
Maddie Pryor and the Fabled Hare on the Thistle and Shamrock, where we are getting ready to join Alan Stivell for Gaeltacht from his 1971 classic recording Renaissance of the Celtic Harp, an introduction for many to the potential of arranging traditional melodies and developing instrumentation around music from Celtic roots. So that's ahead, and when all's said and done on this week's radio show, check out our online music streams and radio shows at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Thank you. This is Fiona Ritchie. Travel back with me to my teenage years when I first heard this piece of music from Breton multi-instrumentalist Alan Stivell. It set me on course to discover more music from throughout Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Brittany and beyond, from Renaissance of the Celtic Harp, Alan Stivell and Gaeltacht.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gaeltacht from the landmark 1971 album Renaissance of the Celtic Harp from Alan Stivell. Across their many recordings, Battlefield Band is another group to have put extended medleys of songs and tunes together. From Rain, Hail or Shine in 1998, this one features the late Davy Steele on vocals in Norland Wind. It's Battlefield Band.
Tell me what was on your mind, your roaring Norland wind, as ye come blowing free the land that's never free my mind. My feet they travel England, but I'm dying for the north. My man, I saw silver tides run up the Firth of Forth. I wind again the wheeling yard and find the foreign rise, and fain I felt the creeping mist on yonder shore that lies. But tell me, as ye passed them by, what saw ye on the way? My man, I've walked the roving gulls that sail up in the tea, but saw ye nothing leaving. There's muckle eyes ayont the tea, means mair to me nor life. My man, I've swept the Angus braes, ye have me trodden years. Oh, when forgie I aimless loon, oh, can he see? Far above basking o'er beaten wings, with our heads towards the sea, and I their crying voices trail ahead the morning air. O wind, hae mercy, had your wished, and torn the sun.
From the album Rain, Hail or Shine, recorded in 1998, Battlefield Band, featuring the late Davy Steele on vocals. We've been enjoying Kevin Burke, Maddie Pryor, Alan Stivell and Battlefield Band, who have taken us back through five decades to hear pioneering arrangements of tunes and songs that have guided us to new ways of appreciating music from Celtic roots and new writing. We started off with guitarist Pierre Bensoussan, who's done a fair bit of that himself, and he's going to take us out too. Thanks a lot for joining me for The Thistle and Shamrock, which comes to you each week from Scotland and can be accessed from anywhere via the web at thistleradio.com. You can also connect via social media on Facebook and on Twitter, links at our webpage where our Thistle Radio music channel runs day and night. And you can listen again to radio shows like this one. It's all at thistleradio.com. Pierre Bensoussan is a French-Algerian guitarist who has graced our airwaves since the very first broadcasts of Thistle, recording and performing as he has been since his teens, and still offering us amazing guitar playing, such as this Welsh Arrow Suite. It's Pierre Bensoussan. See you next time. Streaming music on the web at thistleradio.com, The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. Learn more at knightfoundation.org. The Roth Family Foundation, investing in organisations that inspire hope, dignity and creativity, working to connect communities to the services, opportunities and tools for self-empowerment and self-expression. Learn more at rothfamilyfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, supporting efforts to make education more affordable for students and flexible for teachers through open educational resources, online at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.